10. That's in midnight entity, the plan every quarter, who's meek as a lamb, and who always gets frightened when he gets in a jam. When he gets in a jam. Is it therefore surprising that pretty Lois Lane should rape the Clark of Superman and drive him insane? Since Clark can't admit that he and Superman are one, or to give away his secret would really spoil the fun. That would really spoil the fun.
Though it's not at all surprising to find Lois Lane and Clark Kent seated side by side on a train hurtling through the countryside, and to hear Lois say to Clark, who sits quietly staring out the window at the rolling landscape,
"It's a long trip to the bridge, and I thought it would be nice to have someone to talk to. But I might just as well have come alone."
"Gosh, I'm sorry, Lois, but I was thinking of Frog and his little stooge, Snicker. Instead of covering the bridge opening, why should have let me keep on their trail?"
"Why, even Superman hasn't been able to get his hands on that cunning pair of crooks."
"Now, look here, Lois. No, I'm really very mild. It gets me rather wild when with Superman I'm compared. It really isn't right to take such cruel delight in my being so easily scared.
Though your talent as a hero comes to practical is hero, still I find you a very fine fellow. But Frog and Snicker are afraid to give the brave a man a scare. So I'm really not calling you yellow."
"Frog, suppose that bomb we planted on the bridge goes off too late. Instead of blowing up the front car where the gold shipment is, it might not explode till the last cars get to the bridge."
"Is that what's bothering you? Snicker, sometimes I think I should never have gotten mixed up with a warrior like you."
"Oh, Frog, I was only supposing."
"We should be coming to the bridge any minute. Just sit tight, and when you hear the explosion up front, you know what to do." "Now, what's so funny?"
"Oh, I was just thinking how rich we're going to be with all that gold. You know what? I'm gonna have a car with a cream-colored top that will go twice as fast as a motorcycle cop. Gonna buy a house with shiny marble floors and equip every room with two revolving doors.
And I'm gonna buy a fancy silk shirt and special-made shoes so my horns won't hurt. 50 suits and a home with tall shady trees and a new set of tools that'll crack safes with ease."
"Anything wrong?"
No, just a little train sick, Lois. I think I'll walk back to the observation platform for a bit of fresh air."
"Well, don't be too long. We'll be reaching the bridge any minute now."
But how startled Lois would be to observe what's taking place on that empty observation platform at the rear of the train as Clark Kent swiftly discards his outer clothing to become Mighty Superman.
Lucky my super hearing picked up that conversation between the Frog and Snicker in the car ahead. No time to bother with them now. The train is almost at the bridge, and I have to prevent that explosion.
Up, up, and away!
Yes, Superman has seen the bomb, but he knows that the slightest touch will detonate the powerful explosive and send the ruined bridge crashing into the gorge below. What shall he do? Ignore the bomb and stop the train? But the sudden stopping of that plunging locomotive might jar the cars from the rails and seriously injure the passengers. What will be Superman's decision in the split second of time remaining?
Up! Up! And away!
Hey, what's happening?
Oh my gosh, we're flying.
Holy smokes, must be Superman. He must have caught on to our plans and lifted the train over the bridge. We're sunk, Snicker, we're sunk.
Hey, there's that Lois Lane gal in the car. Look, here she comes out to the observation platform.
That'll make it easier for us to grab her.
What for?
So we can make Superman leave us alone. He wouldn't want her to be hurt. Come on, grab her.
He Meanwhile, Superman, after lifting the train past the bomb lying in its path, puts it back on the track again, then streaks back into the train to find the two miscreants. Arriving at the observation platform,
Lois, Clark Scott.
Superman.
Stand back, Superman, unless you want me to use this gun on your precious lady friend.
For we're quite a wicked crew. There's no evil we won't do. We'd rather cheat and rob and steal than think of working for a meal. So for the present, you'll agree. If you let us all go free, you can spare yourself the pain of any harm to Lois Lane.
Alas, I must admit that I'm powerless right now. But I vow I'll never quit till I get you both somehow. Yes, I vow I'll never quit till I get you both somehow.
But is Superman really defeated? It would seem so as he walked past the observation platform to the train's interior. But suddenly, without being observed, Superman quickly uncouples the car from the rest of the train and with a mighty thrust sends it streaking backward. And on the rear platform...
We've broken loose from the rest of the train. We're headed for the bridge.
The bomb. We'll be blown to bits.
I'm going to call Superman. Superman!
Superman! Superman!
Yeah, he heard it. He's coming. Look up there.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
This is a bomb.
Wait, God, stop this fire. We'll be killed.
Then let go of Lois and throw away that gun.
There goes the gun.
Good. All right, now then.
There we are. He's stopping. Hold me, Snicker. I feel faint.
Saved.
Exactly. Saved for a nice warm cell.
Clark Kent. I forgot about him. What's happened to Clark?
Clark? Why, I helped him off the back of the train just before we reached the bridge. He's probably phoned in the whole story by now.
Superman, you didn't. What a mean trick letting him scoop me.
Seems to me there's something we forgot. Oh, yes, the bomb. The bomb that couldn't be touched. Well, for your information, Superman lifted it later with a powerful magnet, and it exploded harmlessly in the air. As for Frog and Snicker, well, I'll let them tell you how they made out.
Here in a prison cell we sit throughout each lonely day. Before turning crook, we should have quit, for we learned right.